Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men, here for another weekly video. Thank you again for tuning in to watch. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. This is going to be hopefully a fairly quick video about being a wishy-washy man. I've talked about this before, and the first thing I want to tell you about this whole wishy-washy thing is that I don't want this to become a point of shame. I don't want you to think I'm beating you up for not waking up and doing more by 9 a.m. than most people do all day. I'm not here to be this big, loud voice of get up and get your life going or you're a piece of crap, right? I'm not that guy. But I do know some stuff that I've learned about bad habits, about being wishy-washy, about not taking action and not being decisive. And I know what it has done to me personally when I've changed some of those habits. That's what I want to share with you today. I have my own days where I can sit on a couch way too long in fleecy pajama bottoms and feel the shame of not being productive enough, right? We all have these times when we're kind of like hell maybe. You're neither a hell yes for life or a hell no. You're not even sure you're hell yes for breakfast. And so you'll have a second cup of coffee and another piece of toast with butter and too much jam on it. Instead of cooking something decent for yourself, I'm talking to me. Remember, these videos are for me, a younger version of me. So what is wishy-washiness? Wishy-washiness is this uncertain, tentative, non-committal, very, very fearful energy that we have when we don't want to make a decision. It can show up just in your own life, you know, getting up and making coffee, having breakfast, deciding what kind of day you want to have so you don't wind up spending until 2 p.m. on the couch and having nothing happen. Having a plan, being a man with a plan, is the opposite of being wishy-washy. But the two areas you're most affected at being wishy-washy, one is how you feel about yourself in any given day, but also how you are feeding your relationships with friends, with relatives, your family, and also your romantic relationships with your wife. So first of all, when we are in our own head and we feel like we are being deliberate and making a decision, even if it's a hell yes for getting up and making our bed at 7:30 and getting breakfast done by 8. Pretty simple, right? But it's hard. I know how hard it is to make a decision to actually make the bed, right? Jordan Peterson has a book out called Make Your Bed, I think. So does another few other people. There are a lot of people out there telling you and I to get off our asses and do better and be better and stop with the wishy-washiness. In this video, I want to give you a couple things to think about. So when it comes to your next big decision or even small decision, you have a mantra. That mantra is going to be, you know what? I'm going to be a hell yes for now. I'm going to be a hell yes for now. And that means just go ahead and start taking action. It's the inaction. It's that neutral gear of just sitting there with your engine idling that feels so debilitating. It makes us have a bad opinion of ourselves. It makes our energy low. It's what makes us not do the exercise we want to do. It makes us not eat right. It makes us not make the phone call that we know we should make or send the email we know we should send. Early on in my business, I had a business coach who said, I know you well enough to know that if you say you're going to do something, you'll do it, right? And I said, well, yeah, that's right. That's why I don't like to say I'm going to do a lot, because then I have to do it. He goes, I want you to write an article every week. I need you to write an article to help your marketing plan. And I want you to call the Good Men Project and tell them you're going to write an article every week for them and commit to it. And I said, well, wow, that sounds great. But if I do that, if I tell them that, then, you know, I actually have to write an article every week. He goes, hey, you're good at math, aren't you? But he knew that about me, and I know this about you and most of the guys who watch these videos. You do have integrity. You have solid integrity. And if you tell somebody you're going to do something, like if you're hell yes, I'll do it because you have a value around integrity and doing what you say you're going to do. So use that advantage to yourself. I'm a hell yes for now. That's your mantra. I'm a hell yes. I'm doing this for me, whatever it is. So in this video, what I want to give you is that switch in your mind that says, I am not wishy-washy. I am not uncertain. I do know what I want. If your wife asks you, what do you want for dinner? Have a freaking opinion of what you want for dinner. If you want to do something this weekend, think of something you want to do, write it down, plan it out, and then make a proposal. If you want a new job, start working on your resume today. Tell yourself, hell yes, for now, I'm going to go do this. What I want is not just a battle cry. I don't want to be your cheerleader to tell you that you're a bad man if you don't do this, if you're wishy-washy. What I want to tell you is how good it feels when you begin taking these little baby steps towards doing things you want to do. make sure it's something you want to do. I know part of the problem is we don't always know exactly what we want. Forgive my stuttering. Because we don't know what we want, we say hell maybe to things. Do you want to come over to dinner and spend some time with us tonight? Okay, well, you didn't have anything better to do. You start saying hell maybe to everything. Yeah, I think that'll work. That should work. One of the most frustrating things I get in emails from guys is, hey, do you want to have a powerful phone call and talk for an hour? Wednesday at 3:00. And they'll reply, yeah, I think so. That could be pretty good. I think maybe that'll work. Yeah, hell maybe. I want to work with guys who are hell yeses. I want to work with people who inspire me with their motivation and people who feel like they know what they want to do. And this is the other part of getting your mojo back with getting out of the hell maybe zone. It has an effect with people you talk to, coworkers, prospective employers, prospective lovers, or your wife or your children. As soon as you start acting more decisively, more deliberately, and start finding your hell yeses a little bit quicker, all of a sudden people start gravitating towards you, because it is kind of a rare trait in men to be decisive. Not a bully, right? Not somebody who's a control freak and a dominant alpha jerk, but a guy who knows what the hell he wants and he's unafraid to say so. He knows where his hell yeses are and he knows where his hell no's are, which are just as important. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. A very uncomfortable thing I had to do recently was say hell no to a dinner invitation. I almost always say yes to dinner invitations, right? Drink and food and conversation. But in this case, I just didn't want to. I had my plate so full and I have so much stuff going on. I didn't want to go to dinner. I really didn't. And I was so close to saying okay, but I had to come to a hell no. So the other part of the message is, once you start finding your hell yeses and start making more deliberate decisions, also be clear about what you don't want to do and be unapologetic about that. And that will free your soul, and it'll also free your calendar for more things you do want to do. So for you, hell yes for now. Find your hell yes, find your motivation. When you see yourself sitting in the hell maybe zone, it's 2 p.m., you're in your fleece jammies, I'm talking to me, remember, and you're watching another episode of American Pickers, even though there's like four things you really want to do, but you're just not doing it, find your hell yes. You'll feel so much better, and I guarantee you people will receive you better as you get better and better and better at finding your hell yes. I hope this video gave you something a little different today, not just a cheerlead, but some thinking tool for you this weekend to do one thing different. What is your hell yes for this weekend? Hope that helps, brother. Have a great time. Bye-bye.